P&O Ferris sackings protests Hull sacked P&O crew, together with rail members of the RMT union, joined Hull and District Trades Council activists for a rally and protest at King George Dock in Hull. After a short rally, we marched to the main access roundabout and held up the traffic, effectively stopping lorry drivers and car passengers who had booked onto the P&O ferry. Recognizing that a successful protest would cause inconvenience, the Trades Council produced flyers to explain why the protest was taking place. Throughout the entire day, no more than 3 cars were hostile to the protest. Typically, the would-be P&O passengers were actually supportive of the protest. Many said that it was only because they had pre-booked that they were intending to go, and they would never use P&O again. When the police tried to stop the roundabout protest, the march headed into town, blocking the main road. This unplanned march added to the delays and highlighted the protest. Protesters were further encouraged by the news that the Pride of Hull, which had sneaked out of Hull earlier in the week and sailed to Rotterdam, had returned with its cargo unloaded. Dutch dockers had refused to unload in solidarity. Moving forward, the Trades Council is leafleting the docks to try and ensure that Hull dockers boycott P&O goods. "We will continue to work with the RMT to ensure a victory," McWhale, Socialist Party member and joint president Hull and District Trades Council. Dover. The demo in Dover on Saturday in support of the sacked P&O workers was loud, energetic, and full of anger. Anger at the P&O chief, who openly admitted in the Commons that he broke the law sacking 800 workers, and astonishingly said he would do it again. 500 people took part in the march from Maritime House to the Dover ports. "There is huge public support for these workers," many joined as the demo progressed, or cheered. Car and lorry drivers tooted, and those in their homes came out with pots and pans to cheer us on. The demo started and ended with a rally. Eric Segal, a member of the Socialist Party, spoke and brought solidarity from the South East Kent Trade Union Council. Isay Prior, London Socialist Party. Liverpool. Hundreds met at Crosby C for a centre to march in defence of the 800 sacked P&O workers. There was a good activist turnout and contingents from many unions, PCS, Unite, Unison and GMB. There was a huge turnout from RMT members, the Belfast branch crossed the Irish Sea to attend, and the Black and Ethnic Minorities Conference, which was meeting in the city on the same day, sent a delegation. Neil Dunn, Liverpool Socialist Party,